Good morning. This is Billy Brim. Shalom to every one of you. And we've got a lot of really important things to pray about today. I'm so thankful to God for the privilege and the responsibility of prayer. And real prayer is working with God. And God promises to hear us and to answer us. And when Marilyn came on the line today, it reminded me of something that is so important for today, very important for today. There's a case coming today to the Supreme Court, this Peace Cross case, they're calling it. You can find about this on firstliberty.org. The American Legion, I'm not sure they're the ones who put it up, but it's a veterans memorial. It's a cross, a 40-foot-high cross that was erected just after World War I. It was erected by mothers who had lost their sons, 49 sons, and they put it up, and it stood there now for almost 100 years. But the American Humanist Organization has brought this thing. Now it's going all the way to the Supreme Court today. If they should win, this would be the tip of the iceberg. They say they are offended by the cross and that it is against. One man said he's traumatized every time he drives by it. He's an atheist. And another lady who's absolutely for this project, for keeping this, she said, well, I wonder if he gets traumatized every time he sees a telephone pole. They all have the sign of the cross. But it's really an important thing. Today I saw that on a video that Fox News had, a man said, a lawyer, this is the tip of the iceberg. If they would win this case, it's not that far from Arlington, and they could try to make them take up the crosses on the graves there. So this thing has to be won. We have to win it. It's coming up to the Supreme Court today. We're going to pray right now. And you who are in Maryland, particularly, you have habitational authority. And so in the name above every name, that's what we're going to use right now. We're going to use our authority. Heavenly, we're citizens of the United States of America, and you in Maryland and in Washington, D.C. area, Virginia, particularly, here we go. God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of His calling. What is the halamaranda of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of His power, His dunamis, toward usward who believe. We believe, Lord. And this dunamis, this power that we're asking and understanding for, is that which You wrought when You raised Him from the dead and seated Him at Your own right hand, far above all authority, all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, every name that is named. You put all things under His feet, Holy Father, and You gave Him head to the body over all things, that body, the ecclesia, which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but You, but God, who is rich in mercy, and for Your great love wherewith You loved us, when You raised the head, You raised the body. When You quickened the head, You quickened the body. When You raised the head, You raised the body. When You seated the head, You seated the body. And now we, all of us on this line, we believe, and the power is to usward. And we, as the body of Christ, do obey You today, because You said, Holy Father, in Your written word, that they which have abundance of grace have received abundance of grace, and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. We reign today. We will not lose this privilege. And in the name above all names, you evil spirits that would try to work down through the Supreme Court justices, the lawyers on the case. In the name of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. In the name above every name, we come out against you. We are representative of this whole country. And we take our authority in Jesus' name and will not let you rob us. We will not let you. We send confusion into your camp in that courtroom. No, 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 you're not going to reign. We reign. And Father, in the name of your beloved, darling, wonderful Son, whom you sent to shed his precious blood, and using that precious blood, we sprinkle it with the hyssop of our lips. We sprinkle it on that courtroom today. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to think down through the justices, Lord. Think down through their minds. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us a decision that keeps this freedom for us, Lord. That keeps this freedom for us. Oh, hula maratishko, evrandehile barate, koshandele belakoria makalagadanya hishato. In the name, in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want you today, as you think about it, just put your hands out toward that Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., and toward Maryland. Oh, hulavratashdam. Pray a little bit in the spirit. Just thank God. Just thank the Lord. We've already moved against that evil spirit. And just thank him throughout the day. And see that you do think about it. And when you think about it, just say, I surround that courtroom with faith and love. I surround those people who are fighting for this right with faith and love and those justices. And now turning to Israel. Quite a lot of things over Israel. I got this morning on, I'm sure it came by mail, but I got it by email. May have been sent by email because it was sent February 26th. And it's from a member of the Knesset. They call them MKs, member of the Knesset, Robert Ilatov. And he is chairman of one of the parties, Israel Baitenu. That means Israel, our home. And he's chairman of the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus. And he is the one who has stood at the head of our Jerusalem prayer breakfast. He's very involved in uniting Christians and Jews for Christians to pray for Israel. And, of course, he's a member there of the Knesset. Now, this is the letter I got from him this morning. Dear Billy Brim, I hope you are doing well. The Bible mentions in 1 Chronicles 12:32 the sons of Issachar who understood the signs of the times and who knew the best course for Israel to take. During this turbulent election period, I made a decision not to run for the 21st Knesset in order to dedicate my time to deal with the vital public and political issues. You have undoubtedly heard about, quote, the deal of the century, end quote, the new peace initiative that President Trump is about to announce after the Israeli elections. I want to emphasize that there will be no lasting and genuine peace in the Middle East unless it will be built on the words of Moses and the prophets. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage, Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and divided up my land, Joel 3:1-2. I see, that was a quote from the Bible, now back to his letter. I see the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast Movement as the flag lifted to the nations and as a call to prayer and to work for the true and lasting peace between Israel and her Arab neighbors. The only working solution, however, is the one that will be based on the words of the Bible. I will continue to work actively vis-a-vis the Knesset and the Israeli government to build bridges between Israel and the Christian communities worldwide. Together, we'll pray for the peace and wholeness of our undivided capital, Jerusalem, and Israel. See you in Israel at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast on June 4th through 6th. I'm really sad to hear this. He's such a wonderfully understanding man of working with Christians and Jews. I don't know why he didn't run again. He said this is why he didn't run again, but I don't know why, because maybe he thought his party was not going to get seats enough to, I don't know. But what he's talking about here now is really raising some flags, and that is the Trump peace plan. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, he was interviewed on Monday, this is Wednesday, on Sky News. And I'm going to read you what the Jerusalem Post had as its headlines today. Kushner, : Trump's peace plan will focus on drawing the borders of Israel. U.S. Special Envoy Jared Kushner was interviewed on Monday on Sky News in Arabic, saying that, quote, the American peace plan is very detailed and will focus on drawing the border and resolving the core issues. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been used for years to incite extremism, Kushner said. For years, resistance to the nation of Israel has united the region, but now it is changing. We see that Iran is the greatest threat in the region. We want to see the Palestinians united under one leadership. The Palestinians want a non-corrupt government that cares for their own interest, Kushner added. Kushner also claimed that the U.S., quote, managed to keep a large part of the plan secret, and that they succeeded in formulating practical and just solutions to the Israeli-Palestinian issue that will be relevant for 2019, end quote. Naftali Bennett fired back in a video, saying Kushner's interview proves his criticisms, Bennett's criticisms, that would be, of Netanyahu have merit. This is what Bennett says. Now, Naftali Bennett is a man that you and I would really agree with, according to the Bible. They want to stay strictly, but they're not the hard line. Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked are not the hard to the right, but they are definitely right of center. And Naftali said, Kushner's words prove what we already know, that the day after the elections, the Americans will push the Netanyahu, Lapid, Gantz government to allow the establishment of a Palestinian state on Route 6 to agree to the division of Jerusalem. And Netanyahu will be forced to acquiesce, Bennett claimed. Bennett then added that, quote, Netanyahu and Trump are coordinating the timing of the plan's release to be immediately after the elections. Even the crawling into the coalition of the left-wing Lapid-Gantz party is already understood. There is only one way to prevent this, and that is with a strong and powerful new right party that will recommend Netanyahu, but will exert counterpressure to stop the establishment of a Palestinian state. In the upcoming elections, the question posed is right or Palestine, Bennett concluded. Earlier this week, Bennett claimed Netanyahu and Trump are attempting to establish a Palestinian state after the elections. Israel goes to the polls April 9th, and Trump's peace plan is expected to drop shortly thereafter. Folks, this is a very serious matter. And the seriousness of it is exactly what Mr. Robert Ilitov quoted Joel 3, 1 and 2, where the Lord says, I will restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem. I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land. Here it is written down, what God's judgment is. His judgment is already written. Now, whether or not you bring this judgment upon yourself is your choice as a nation. But as a nation, if you attempt to divide his land, and especially the holy city, did you notice that the interview that Jared Kushner was given was in Arabic? So he is definitely trying to appease the Arab states that are now coming together, even with Israel and with the United States, the Saudis and others, as they have never done before because of the enemy Iran. But the Lord's word is the word of the Lord. It doesn't say, well, you know, you had to divide it because Iran was such a threat. No. It says we're not to divide his land. We've seen the president change. We saw him change. We're seeing him change on bringing the troops, all of the troops out of Syria. Oh, Father, we're going to pray now for our president that he doesn't miss it on this. Father, in the name above all names, how thankful and grateful we are that you have given us a president that is the most pro-Israel president we've ever had. That's the quote from Israel, Israelis. Lord God, we do not want the land divided. We do not want to go against the scripture. We do not want Jerusalem divided. And we do not want words on paper that are like a words of a man's mouth, a confession that we would be willing to divide the land. Holy Father, in Jesus' name, we're asking you from across this United States representative today, we're asking you to move upon President Donald John Trump. In the nighttime, if you have to. And Jared Kushner. That they will not propose something that would divide the country and bring retribution on the United States. Dear Father, we want to stay on the blessing side. It is written that if you bless the nation that rises up out of Abraham, you will be blessed. And if you curse them, you will be cursed. We would not have the curse, Father. Oh, precious Father, we do thank you for this President of the United States. We do thank you that he moved the embassy. We do thank you, Father, for every consideration. And we're thankful that they see the threat of Iran. But, oh, Lord, keep them from making mistakes. Angels, host, the influence of the Holy Ghost, move upon them. We know now, dear Father, we lift him up as he's in Vietnam and you're dealing with him. We've seen things happen with Kim Jong-un. We've seen things happen. We pray for more. Dear Father, we pray for the State Department, Mike Pompeo. We pray, Holy Father, as they make these decisions, nations are involved. Nations. Nations are involved, Lord. You're dealing with nations, and our prayers have something to do with it. Oh, Holy Father, in the name above all names, we do thank you for the influence of heaven to keep our nation, the United States of America, in line for blessing.
in line to be sheep nation. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I got another email this morning, and this one is from Chris Mitchell. I watch, as you know, I watch Pat Robertson quite regularly to get the proper slant on the news. And it comes, the proper slant on the news on Israel comes from their anchor, Chris Mitchell, who lives with his lovely wife, Elizabeth, in Jerusalem, from their window. And the Lord moved upon Elizabeth. They've lived in Israel for years and years, but she just got moved. She was moved on by the Lord that she wanted a new place, a new house. And there in Israel, a new house, especially in Jerusalem, is usually you buy what we would consider an apartment, but you buy it there in a big high rise. And so they found one that she felt led to. And that was about 6 months before, I think a few months before, it was announced where our embassy would be. And now she's a prayer warrior. And as she looks out her window, she sees the United States Embassy. So Shelley and I, on one of our trips last year to Israel, were their guests in their home. Now, I want to read you, hello, Billy and Shelley. So he's writing to us, and he wants us, he knows that we have this outlet to you. I wanted you to know Rick Ridings of the 24/7 prayer ministry, Sukkot Hallel, here in Jerusalem, is calling for an Esther-like fast this coming Friday, March 1st, through Sunday, March 3rd. The call to fast and pray is for, and he gives three prayer points. Number one, the situation in northeast Syria, and to protect Christians for a potential genocide, and for the new democracy there to be preserved after President Trump announced a pullout of U.S. troops. Number two, to pray that the demonic forces from Turkey, Iran, and Russia aligned against Israel be beaten back. Number three, for God's intervention in the upcoming national elections here in Israel, and for any plans in the upcoming peace plan by the Trump administration to divide the land or Israel of Israel to be reversed. We'll take it in the number three first. We've just prayed for that. Now, Chris Mitchell, he is right there. He lives right there. And he went into northeast Syria. He did a piece on it for CBN News. You can go on CBN and see it. He went into Syria. He talked to me about it. And there they found these people, a large group of people, northeastern Syria, many Christians. But they formed millions of people, really. And they formed a new democracy there. And it's representative of Christians and Muslims and others. And they seem to want to get along. You can watch the piece on CBN. I'm sure you can find it on their archives, or it's just been a few days ago. But what Chris talked to me about and what he's got in this prayer point letter is Turkey, who performed a genocide against the Armenians some years back, they would do a genocide on the Christians, Turkey, Iran, and Russia, if they moved into that area of northeast Syria. And so he has asked that we pray that the demonic forces from Turkey, Iran, and Russia aligned against Israel be beaten back. And number three, God's intervention in the upcoming national elections here in Israel, and for any plans in the upcoming peace plan by the Trump administration to divide the land of Israel to be reversed. We absolutely, this is number one on our prayer call. I was on a prayer call last night, and It was good, and I appreciated being on it, but I didn't see anybody who had their, I didn't hear from anyone who has one of their utmost things that we need to be praying about right now is this, this we don't want our country making a move to divide Israel. I know that, and to divide Jerusalem. Gary Bauer, who is representative of Christians United for Israel, I know he went, and Jared Kushner called for a meeting of Christians leaders there in Washington, D.C. and around about, and Gary told him there are going to be at least, we've got six, I think it's, we've got 6 million for sure. I want to say five and a half or 6 million people we have with Christians United for Israel. If you're not joined up there today, you can go online, CUFI, Christians United for Israel, and join because it helps whenever they need an email or they need something before they go out to us and they say, sign this email, go online, and they take all that, they bombard the senators, bombard the people. So we have to not bombard heaven, but pray. Oh, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to take part in this prayer and fasting, Esther-like fast, I don't know exactly what he means about that. I know that it was, anyway, she did call for fasting and prayer. I'll be in prayer with them for these things. And we need to walk in prayer. You know, the Lord said, praying always. That doesn't mean you just have to be down there by the side of your bed on your knees, but as you go about in the daytime too, just lift it up to the Lord. Lift your voice. Oh, Lord, in the name above all names, these people that Chris is so moved about, that he went there and saw, and I watched on television, and I've talked to Chris since then. He's so moved with them and about them. We lift them up. We lift them up to you, Father, in the name above all names, for protection and direction. Holy Father, protection from a genocide. Direction as to how they unite to form their people group. And dear Father, in the name above all names, the demonic forces that are aligned against Israel, whether it be from Turkey, Iran, Russia, or from groups, anti-Semitic groups, Canada, Europe here, oh Lord, in the name above all names, help the prayers. Help the prayers. Stir up the prayers, dear God. There's so many dedicated prayers. I heard so many of them last night, Lord. Dedicated, dedicated to pray. Oh, Holy Father. This body of Christ, this army of the Lord. There are other armies. There's the army of Israel. There are angelic armies. There's even armies of ice. Hailstones. Oh, God, in the name above all names. Lift your voices together, people, dear ones, precious ones. Separate, separate, oh Lord, Ibaratoshe na makala, Ikiabradoshe de kohubrat, de kohubrande, de katahandande. Father, and I lift up the health of these prayers. I lift them up. The enemy, I know, would attack an army. And one way he would attack a prayer army is their health. Father, we operate in these earthly bodies, these earth suits. And I know that Jesus, 2,000 years ago, got our healing and our wholeness for us. And I thank you today, Father, for helping all of us on this line and all the prayer army in the earth to receive what Jesus did, that we may go forth unhindered in the service of the Lord. O parasito lo don jehimako, evrandorshine kala datandre.
And folks, in your habitational authority, wherever you are, wherever you live, be sure to take authority over those demonic forces in the heavenly, state by state, city by city, that would come out against our president, our administration. I'm walking from my prayer chair now into my, give me a little space here because there's an email that I got from one of you, and it's a scripture we can use. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, if I have it where I think I have it. Yes, I do. This is from one of our partners in St. Paul, Minnesota, a WWP. And she said, when praying for our President Donald Trump and the Prime Minister of Israel, the Lord gave to me this scripture to pray against the threat of impeachment. It's Romans 8:33 in the Amplified Translation. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies, that is, who puts us in right relation to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquits us? This is from the Amplified Version. Notice the use of the word impeach in this verse. I prayed and released the authority of that word of our leaders today. So again, I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified, Romans 8:33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? I believe we can use this. I believe God has chosen Donald Trump. He doesn't do everything right. He doesn't make every right decision. That's why we're praying right now so earnestly for them in making the decisions concerning concerning the peace plan, so-called. It won't work. None of them will work. But we don't want them even to submit a division, a divisive thing. So, in the name above all names, Romans 8:33, right now, Father, we say, who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? You have chosen him. And in the name above all names, we pray against and we take our authority against the demonic forces that would move toward impeachment. The Lord, again, has awakened me that we must be busy in our prayer life for an awakening. Only one thing will save America, and that's an awakening to God. And if you can in any way, I'm going to ask you to join us at noon prayer today. I shared the same thing last Sunday with our prayers, and there was such an anointing on it. And I'm going to do it again today and ask you to join us at noon prayer. It will work. Bless the Lord. We can get an awakening to God. And so this is Billy Brim saying, I love you so much. And I really believe in this. I believe in God. I believe in prayer. And I believe in this prayer group, this 8 a.m. prayer group. There's something about it when I pray with you all. Such a confirmation comes from God. A presence. It's coming on me right now. Praise his name. It's pleasing to the Lord. And I love you, and of course God loves you. Praise the Lord and be blessed today and be a blessing. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.